Good to visit with David Ferquin this morning. How you doing, Mr. Ferquin?
Good, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Heating up again for you. Got some firework to do this week.
It's a great week to have a fire.
Yeah, exactly right. I know you guys are having your fair in McLean County, but you can big time to cut some hay when you get some hay up.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I wish I had about 1,000 square bales on the ground.
Yeah, right. There you go. And somebody to get them up for you.
That's right.
Well, what's going on agriculture-wise these days, David?
Well, of course, a big week going on in McLean County, Alan. We had our Farm to Fork dinner on Tuesday night. Had a great turnout. Of course, Jeff Nally was our speaker. Had about 240 attendees there, and I think it was well received. I think that's going to be an annual event. We're going to kick the fair off every year with that, and then we're going to expand that a little bit next year. And to be quite honest, it was a pretty tough ticket to get because we had to cut our ticket sales off and to make sure we had enough food and everything for everybody. So we had lots and lots of people that wanted tickets. So next year I invite you to get your tickets earlier, and kind of get on that and make sure that you've got a place to see, to eat, and then also we did it as a fundraiser for God's House of Hope. So we're going to give them several thousand dollars, Alan, from money raised from the ticket sales for that. So we're really tickled, and they were there. Carolyn Guy, who is 96, got up and talked about God's House of Hope and the things that they do, and we just had a really good time with her, and she's a really nice lady, and so it's a good cause, and it was a really good night.
I'm sure Nally was entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Jeff is always, you hang on every word Jeff says. And I mean, he was, of course, he's a McLean County native.
Right.
And came home to talk to his home folks. And it was a great night, and he did a really good job.
Well, David, how's agriculture looking around there? I know corn looking pretty good these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, Alan. And, you worry about a little bit about the heat, and, because at stages there in McLean County, we had some times where we could plant, and then it got wet, and then we had to plant again, so you worry a little bit about that corn that's tossing right now in this heat, and, hopefully we have full ears this fall, and of course it all just depends on how the weather kind of plays into the deal, but, the corn looks really good, beans are really looking good, and, we had some, of course we did our entries yesterday for our ag fair, our soybeans and corn and different things, and folks brought some stuff in, so the beans looked really good, the corn looked really good that I saw, so I think we've got an opportunity to have a really good year, but it just all depends on what the weather does between now and then, before harvest, and we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, it seems like this corn crop has tasseled out so quickly this year, just almost overnight.
Yeah, things have just, it's been like boom, 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 everything's just happened so fast, and but it really does look good, and I saw a lot of folks down this way spraying fungicide on corn, and I think they're starting to do that up there as well. So all those things are going on right now, and in the midst of the fair, the work still continues throughout the county.
Absolutely. Of course, I know some tobacco's been cut around here as well. Matt Futrell was telling me that his neighbor had actually cut some tobacco earlier this week. So not much cut, but his neighbor, in fact, he put a picture on Facebook following his neighbor down the road. He's the first tobacco cutting of the year.
Yeah, that's really early, to be having some cut. We had some 4-H kids bring some in yesterday that I thought looked really good, some dark tobacco that looked really good. Of course, it's air-cured tobacco up there, but all the tobacco that I've seen up there looks really good. So I think we've got an opportunity to have a really good year, depending on what happens. Of course, tobacco really kind of likes this dry weather, Alan. Yeah, it's perfect, a dry weather crop, So, it likes it a little bit better. So we'll see how it goes. But, so far, so good.
And I said tobacco's been cut, I think, just a little bit, because that's all Matt said he had seen. But he was surprised, I think, it had been cut this early, too.
Yeah, I think it's pretty early, unless there was something wrong with it or something of this nature. Maybe got some black shank in it or something like that. It is pretty early to have cut some, I think there's lots of folks topping and oiling and that type thing going on, but pretty early to be cutting some.
Yeah, we had some out beside our house yesterday. They topped yesterday. Some of the folks topped it yesterday. And so as far as for folks who may not know and may not understand what topping and oiling is for tobacco, tell us a little bit, what is that? What do they do there?
Well, on the topping parts, you top the bloom out of the top of the plant, because obviously as a plant matures, it's going to try to reproduce itself. Uh-huh. So that goes up into a flower, the top of the tobacco plant does. And then, of course, you top, when they say top it, you just kind of break that out. And the oiling part, Alan, is you put some oil on that to, and of course that's a retardant to you know, a growth retardant, and you know, it keeps the suckers from growing. Now, if you don't know what a sucker is, it's where the plant will actually try to put out another bloom, and it does that at every leaf node.
Right.
So if you've ever pulled suckers, and it's been really bad, you understand what I'm talking about, right? Because there's one at every leaf node down that plant. Most plants have, you know, anywhere from 14 to 18, you know, leaf nodes on that plant after you top it. So anyway, it's a job, and if you've ever done it for very long, you know how much, you know, people just really hate it, and I'm one of those people that really hate it, because I've done it.
You've done it
a lot of times, but anyway, that's kind of why you do it, and you put that on there, that sucker oil, to keep those leaf nodes from growing trying to put out another bloom. So and of course the plant continues to try to reproduce itself, so you want it to, instead of putting all the nutrients into the blooms, you know, they're wanting to put it into the leaf. So it makes the leaf thicker. It makes the leaves bigger, you know, all those kind of things. That's what makes your tobacco, and that's what makes it weigh, you know, what it does. Uh-huh. You know, all those nutrients going into the leaves instead of going in to reproduce itself.
Yeah, I tell you, this tobacco patch beside us, for what I know, and I'm not hugely knowledgeable about tobacco and what looks like a great crop, but it looks like it's a really good crop this year.
Yeah,
what I'm seeing out of the dark tobacco in general, and you're burley too.
Yeah, I think so, and I think, like it said, it's got a little bit of something to do with some of this dry weather we've had some rains, you know, to get it to going, and but now we're having a little bit of dry weather, and that's what it really likes. And you know, I'm about sure, Alan, that next time they're out there working, they'll be glad to have you help or anything like that. If you're up for it, you know.
It was a nice breeze out there yesterday.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's not out there in a tobacco patch, I promise you. I'm sure care what kind of breeze it is.
Sure, it wasn't a tobacco patch. I just saw Dale C. Tuesday from North Christian Cane. Dale, of course, farms right down south of Crofton, and he says they've had plenty of rain. He said every time the rain shower comes through Christian County,
he's getting it.
He said it's too wet for us right now. And he said no. He said I don't normally wouldn't normally say that, but he said we're wet.
Yeah, know, and there's some places that in the county that are that way. You know, and it just kind of depends on where you're at and what the rains that you've gotten, and you know, a lot of places in McLean County the same way. So you know, it just depends on where you're
at.
So, but do want to make the mention real quick, Alan, about our shows that are coming up.
That's right, you have some shows.
Tonight, our cattle show starts at, our weigh-in starts at 3 to 5:15 or so. Showmanship starts at 5:30. The sheep and goat show is tomorrow night, Friday night, 3:30 to about 5:30 weigh-in. Show starts at 6. Rabbit and poultry show Saturday morning, 9:30 to 11 is the check-in, and the judging starts at 12, I believe. And then the hog show, the weigh-in starts at 3 o'clock to 5:15, and the show will start at 5:30. So if anybody needs to know how to get there, you can let me know or holler at you know, us at the McLean County Extension Office, 273-3690. We'd be glad to get you pointed in the right direction.
A lot of people like to get out and travel to the shows this time of year.
Absolutely, and they've got some tractor pulls going on Friday, Saturday night, and mule show is Friday night, horse show Saturday night. So lots of activities going on up there, Alan. If you'd like to come to a free county fair, you don't have to pay to get in. If you would like to come to a free county fair, probably one of the only ones left in the state as far as being free. So if you want to come out to a free county fair, we'd love to have you at McLean County.
Sounds like a good plan. Well, Mr. Ferkman, always great to have you with us. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Okay, thanks, Alan.